This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Previously on El Flow.
Todo comenzó en The Noise.
Everything began in The Noise, the nightclub.
It was this dark club in El Viejo San Juan, and you can literally hear the bass and the drums coming out of that little club.
Tú entrabas de momento y encontrabas.
When you entered, you'd hear a song that said,
Dembow. Dembow, dembow, dembow. Y tú veías todo el mundo pegado en las paredes.
And you see everyone against the walls, grinding hard.
Este público no lo aceptaban en otro lado.
The people who went to The Noise were not accepted elsewhere.
Ahí era nuestra casa, donde hacíamos el show.
That was our house, where we did the shows, where we felt like artists, because we were singing in a club full of people. Uy, so cool.
De aquí nace Falo.
This is where Faldo was born, and where Michael, from Michael and Manuel, was born. Where Ranking Stone was born, where Wiso G was born.
One January in the early 90s, on a Three Kings Day, DJ Playero was working in his apartment on a record that will one day hang in the Reggaeton Hall of Fame when somebody gets around to building it. The mixtape, Playero 37, or Playero 37, was spearheaded by a new talent that he had just discovered in his hood. A teenager with a flow that came out in bursts. That day, they took a break from the recording to go down to celebrate Three Kings Day with a street party. They were all there. Playero, his family, his neighbors, and the singers who were recording with him.
Estaba mi hijo, que estaba pequeñito para ese tiempo, y su mamá.
My son, who was very young at that time, was there. And his mother and me. And I went upstairs because the boy's grandmother called me to fix something upstairs. And when I'm upstairs, that's when those people came and started shooting.
It was a drive-by. A group of young men with AK-47s pulled up to the party and started shooting at the crowd.
Escuchamos los tiros y mi mamá subió y dijo, mira.
We heard the shots and my mom came up and said, they shot a boy, they shot a boy.
Ay, Dios mío, yo me volví loco porque yo dije, diablo, mataron a mi hijo, mataron a todo el mundo.
Oh, my God, I went crazy because I said, damn, they killed my son, they killed everyone because there were people downstairs, and we started looking. My son and his mother were under a car, but they were okay, thank God.
One by one, they found their family, friends, and colleagues, but someone was still missing. The promising young rapper that Playero had been recording, and they began to worry.
Me acuerdo como si fuera ahora mismo, hoy.
I remember it like it was right now, today. There was a car, and he fell. Like as if he was trying to get under the car. And he was face down.
Damn, there's moments in the story. This is one, for sure. But there are more. You'll see. This is El Flow, a journey to the roots of reggaeton. My name is Lilia Luciano. I'm a CBS News correspondent born and raised in Puerto Rico, the cradle of reggaeton. You're listening to episode 9, Playero 37. To better understand what just happened, the shooting and all, we have to rewind the tape a bit. As you know, in the music scene, almost everybody uses a stage name. In Puerto Rico, when rap was taking over, artists liked to use their initials, or something symbolic that they felt represented them. And in the case of DJs, well, they liked to identify themselves as such, DJs. The person who we're about to meet, his real name is Pedro Gerardo Torrellas Brito. But from the time he started doing Party de Marquesina, first in Bayamón, and later in the Villa Kennedy projects in San Juan, he's been known as DJ Playero.
En el ambiente musical, me conocen como DJ Playero. Ese nombre yo no lo escogí cuando estaba en la escuela superior.
In the music scene, I'm known as DJ Playero. I didn't choose that name. When I was in high school, I bought clothes from a store called Playero, which sells surfer and beach clothes and that kind of thing. So every day, I had a different shirt that said Playero. Throughout the years and up until this day, that's the stage name that everyone knows me by.
DJ Playero today is synonymous with one of the godfathers of reggaeton, and also with an impressive collection of mixtapes. Those recordings, made in the early 90s, combined a level of experience and talent that few had back then on the island.
Yo soy percusionista. Yo soy músico desde pequeño por mi papá.
I'm a percussionist. I've been a musician since I was a little kid because of my father, who is a drummer and a jazz percussionist. Latin jazz and salsa and that kind of thing. When I was little, I taught myself. I learned to play all kinds of percussion instruments.
Well, as they say in the island, Dios los cría y ellos se juntan. Like birds of a feather flock together. That's what happened in Puerta Tierra in Old San Juan. Playero was fluent in acoustic percussion. So, of course, in Puerta Tierra, he was asked to make electronic beats.
Cuando yo me mudo para Puerta de Tierra, ahí es donde yo conozco a Vico, porque vivía en Puerta de Tierra también.
When I moved to Puerta de Tierra, that's where I met Vico, because he lived in Puerta de Tierra too. And then DJ Negro approached me because they had a drum machine, and they didn't know how to use that drum machine. DJ Negro, he didn't make music, he didn't make tracks, and neither did Vico. Well, I took the drum machine, and I gave it a go. I said, give it here, that's why it has instructions.
Playero started experimenting, gradually developing drum sounds and then original tracks for Negro and Vico.
Entonces, la primera producción de Vico sí que fue la recta final. Esa fue mi primera experiencia como productor musical.
The first production from Vico sí was La Recta Final, which was my first experience as a record producer on an album. Then I produced Lisa M. I was also her musical director on the tour when Lisa was pegada, on fire, the queen.
Tu pum pum mami mami.
Yo soy Lisa, pequeña, brava y no me asusta. Y con los grandes mi cuerpo se ajusta.
Menéalo.
Lo que es Vico, Negro y Playero son mis hermanos.
Vico, Negro, and Playero are my brothers. You know, brothers. My brothers from childhood. My brothers from the neighborhood. My brothers from music. My brothers from everything.
That's Lisa M. Lisa also lived in Puerta de Tierra and was a dancer for DJ Negro and Vico C before blowing up in her own right as the first female Spanish rap singer in Puerto Rico and one of, if not the first, in all Latin America.
Playero es un lindo ser humano. Super talentoso, obviamente.
Playero is an amazing person. Super talented. Obviously very serious about his job. And Playero is the creator of many things. Playero is, as they say, el papá, the father.
At that time, and we're talking about the early 1990s, DJ Playero, like many DJs back then, made mixtapes of his favorite music. What he played at his parties. The mixtapes were in a different world compared to his work as a producer for Vico C and as a musical director for Lisa M, which were commercial successes on an international level.
Para el rap en español, eran ritmos originales, ¿entiendes? La gran mayoría eran ritmos originales.
For rap en español, there were original rhythms. The vast majority were original rhythms. The drums we made with the drum machine. When I entered the world of underground, which still hadn't gotten that name, it hadn't begun to identify as underground. I was experimenting with different types of music, with Panamanian reggae, with ragamuffin.
Those tapes, released in numerical order like Playero 1, 2, 3, etc., were popular. People liked them and passed them along. But they were essentially a hobby for Playero. they didn't even pay the water bill. Playero would make 10 copies, and when he sold enough to buy the next box of cassettes, he would give the rest of them away. Playero's motivation was to innovate with new sounds, and he hit a nerve with rap verses in Spanish over dancehall tracks.
Ahí yo comencé a poner cantantes del patio de allá de Puerto Rico.
I started to use singers from the neighborhood, from Puerto Rico, and I would put a little bit of one in a mixtape, but then the tape went on as usual, with the songs that were playing on the disco or on the places where I was going to DJ.
Entonces, vuelvo y repito el tratamiento en el 35.
I repeated that on Playero 35. On 36, I did it again, but a little longer. That's when I started working on 37. That was in 1991, more or less.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Playero 37 would be a seminal moment for the genre. An album made up of only Puerto Rican rappers who were the hottest singers of the day. But since this was underground, unlike commercial music, everything was done DIY.
Para esa época, en Puerto Rico, habían estudios costosísimos.
At that time in Puerto Rico, there were very expensive studios. They had real recording studios with their MIDI department and their editing department, with their main room, gigantic studios with 16-foot high ceilings. You know, real studios. That's where Rap en Español was recorded.
Meanwhile, Playero was making his record in his apartment in the Caserío, the projects.
El apartamento era bien chiquito. Era chiquititito, bien de residencial.
The apartment was small, very small, real public housing. I remember the little black machine was the first thing you saw when you entered, and the speakers, and he had all his equipment there.
Cuando yo llegué a empezar el underground, yo lo empecé en el apartamento, allí, con una Tascam de cuatro canales.
When I started underground, I started in the apartment with a four-channel Tascam and a drum sample that had like 4 bits of memory, each a second long, to make loops for measure long or one bar. Do you get me? That's if you wanted to divide it into four. But if you wanted to use the entire memory on a single sample, then you could make a sample of 8 with 2 bars. With those few tools, I was able to make Playero 37.
For the singers, it wasn't a picnic either. They had a microphone that cost like $20, not to mention that there was no room for error.
Yo empecé a armar el cassette y todo era one take y era real time.
I started to put together the cassette and everything was one take and it was real time. And while I was recording the singer, I was already choosing who was going next and how to do the mix. The singers wrote their songs right there. They sat and wrote while somebody else was recording.
Tú sabes que antes para grabar no era como ahora.
Before, recording a song wasn't like what it is now. Before you tripped up or made a mistake, you had to start over from the beginning. This is not like now that you can edit, press pause, hit record again. No, before it was dale, go. You have to have the lungs to be able to finish. Bam, 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 from top to bottom without any stops.
Playero tiraba, te tiraba ahí mismo la pista en vivo.
Playero would throw the track live right there. And it was live, in the middle of the room, so without acoustics. That was...
A todo el barrio quiero saludar porque Elise me acaba de llegar. Yo quiero que tú me escuches muy bien para que sepa que es la reina otra vez.
Yo quiero decirles que yo estoy aquí y ahora dime qué tú vas a hacer. Saca la cara.
Chacha, ¿qué tú me dices a mí?
Chacha, that was fire. I recorded that song encendida, hyped up. I still remember that day because that was the song that came out on Playero 37.
And if Playero 37 didn't have enough going on, you remember where we left off with the shooting outside Playero's building? When in the middle of the party, a car drove by spraying machine gun fire left and right? Well, Playero ran down to see what had happened, to look for his family and friends, including the talented young teen with whom he'd been working. The kid had been hit by a bullet and was now face down under a car. We're talking about Ramón Ayala Rodríguez. We are talking about Daddy Yankee.
Y todo el mundo corrió, pero parece que en el fuego cruzado, en el corri-corre.
And everyone ran, but it seems that in the crossfire, in the mayhem, Yankee was shot in the femur. We started to hear somebody moaning in pain, and it was him.
The doctors managed to save his leg, but his life would never be the same. After a year spent inside the hospital, in wheelchairs, in physical therapy, and a limp that would never go away.
Y ese suceso lo llevó definitivamente a entrar a la música.
That definitely led him to get into music full-time, because he was a baseball player. He would have been a great player, you know. Just as he did in music, he would have done as a player as well. What happened is, because of the injury, he could no longer play.
It was a hard blow for Daddy Yankee. He was barely 16 years old at the time and had already been scouted by the Seattle Mariners. But Yankee still had Playero, who also saw something special in him going back to the first time he ever heard him rap.
Llegó a mi apartamento, al apartamento allá Villa Kennedy, llegó.
He showed up at my apartment in Villa Kennedy. He was a rapper, all rap. He had a very fast tongue, twist of style, very, very fast. When I saw that, I was like, okay, wow, wait, let's keep flowing. Stop, let me listen. Pa-pa-pam. Okay, that's good, but we're going to work in it. We're going to play with it, and we're going to put it on this style of music. And that's when we started recording, and we began polishing that diamond. Because that's what he was, a diamond.
The shooting, in addition to putting an end to Yankee's baseball career, also left Playero 37 in the freezer. Because Yankee's verses were the only thing missing.
Cuando estaba en su casa en recuperación, empezando a recuperarse, yo fui a la casa.
When he was at home recovering, I went over with my 4-channel recorder and a microphone because his part was missing to finish the mixtape.
Él grabó acostado, prácticamente. Son cosas que, ¿sabes?
He recorded practically laying down. And those are things that happen that I don't normally talk about, but it did happen, and I am sharing it now.
The Playero 37 mixtapes, like all the Playeros up to that point, sold quickly, but without much hoopla. Until a year later, when Pedro Merced, founder of BM Records, called Playero asking for 37.
Y yo le digo, pero es que eso está regado por ahí, ¿cómo para qué yo te voy a dar eso?
I tell him, but that's out on the street. Why am I going to give you that? Give it to me. I'm going to release it on CD and on cassette. I took it, pam pam, and gave it to him. And that's how this saga of underground began that today is called reggaeton.
Playero 37 spread like the smell of regret on the day after a frat party until it reached DJ Negro. He had brought up almost all of the underground artists on the island at his nightclub, The Noise. But he never thought to make a record.
Y ahí es donde nace el 37. Y yo, pues, eso me enfogonó.
And that's where 37 was born. And that, well, made me really angry. He stole my singers. Everyone I had. Ranking Stone recorded, Whistle G recorded, Michael Emmanuel recorded, Blanco recorded, Baby J recorded. All the ones I had worked with. Because they were new singers. They had caught the recording fever and they were going to record with everyone.
With spirits running hot, Underground's golden age was about to begin. But also the movement's most infamous rivalries. Front and center, DJ Negro and Playero. And everybody had to pick a side. On the next episode of El Flow.
La tiraera siempre fue real y casi terminamos sin cantantes porque se ofrecían tiros.
The violence on the streets gets a little too real as rappers start threatening each other in diss tracks.
It's the crews around the artists. Se ofrecían golpes. Shit was real. Shit was real. And it was hard for me. Yo decía, oh my God.
El Flow is a production of XL Content Studio in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. The show is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano, and was created and produced by Vitenis DiGiulis. Production and sound design by Dixo. Additional production by David Quiñones, Mirna Couto, Hermes Ayala, and Natalia Merced. Story editing by Nuria Net. Original music by Truco. Production supervision by Álvaro Céspedes. Executive producers for XL Content Studio are Nando Vila, Isaac Lee, and Alejandro Uribe. Executive producers for iHeartMedia are Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.